It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Back with Vershawn Jackson, powered by Bauer, on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Yeah. Oh, I got to get some energy going. We got good sense. It just makes good sense on Friday. Thank you.
Three extras.
Who's not here?
Three extras. Straight, Austin, and Jake.
Yeah, I don't think they're good. They probably got tomatoes and all kinds of
it's
stuff.
It's okay. You like tomatoes, don't you?
Bacon. And
you don't like tomatoes?
You don't grow tomatoes?
No.
You don't like
I don't eat
fried tomatoes.
I've never
you never had a fried tomato salad?
Never liked tomatoes.
Ooh.
Ever.
Like, I was the only one. You love ketchup, though.
I love ketchup. I'm weird like that. I love ketchup. Oh, okay. I hate tomatoes. I've never. Listen, when we used to have family dinner, it would always be a salad off to the side. Because they knew I didn't like tomatoes.
Couldn't be touched by tomatoes.
If I eat a tomato, man, y'all see a grown man pop. Seriously. My buddy was like, you know, that I garden with Pat Johnson. So he's like, man, I got these cherry tomatoes. They so good. Try one. I'm like, dude, I don't like tomatoes. I think I'm allergic to them. He's like, just look, man. And he's just popping them like grapes. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm like,
yeah, they're delicious.
Okay, let me try one.
Look at your name up there. You had a black shirt.
Huh. Come on, Pac.
You been to black
Are you
shirt
trying
all
to
day?
Confuse us here?
Did you guys switch positions again?
No. We're in the same spot we've been in for the last three segments.
Still at the beginning.
No, whatever. Let me get to some of these. Aaron says, I'm a Husker fan, period. I don't cheer for any other.
Ooh, that's good. Good.
Paul Verlander for three. Who's Paul Verlander?
Oh, he's a good Nebraska basketball player, probably mid-2000s.
Really?
Yeah. Walk on. Good story. Took a lot of charges.
Hayden says, sure sound like a flip-flopper, VJ. Not me. He's talking about you.
No, you.
No, he's talking about Casey you. Thompson.
You.
We were talking about Casey Thompson.
He's talking about you at the basketball game.
What?
Flip-flopper. You have the nerve to wear a blue hat.
Whatever. Robbie and I says this. Cochran is the second all-time leading scorer in Iowa high school basketball.
It's Gary Cohorn, my favorite basketball player. Nebraska basketball player.
Did I say Cohorn?
Yeah, that's how it's pronounced.
Is it spelled like that?
It is.
C-O-C-H-R-A-N.
I think that's how it's spelled. Yeah.
Come on, dog. That looked like
Crohan.
Cochran.
Yeah, it does.
That don't look like Colan. That's how you spell it, though?
Yeah, that's how you spell it.
Wow. You learn something every day. Fred Nahoyberg says this. I used to coach youth sports with kids and went on to schools that were rivals. I still supported the kids, but I would tell them that they dressed poorly when they were in their uniforms. Nah, I couldn't do that. Uh-oh, Eric and Lincoln, here we go. What do you got, Eric?
There you go.
That's messed up.
Yeah.
Y'all shouldn't do that.
He's got a picture of Tommy Frazier in a Creighton football jersey. Edited, obviously.
Why would y'all do that?
Playing in the national title game. Creighton played in the national title game.
You know what? I got to show the people real quick. Because,
Uh-oh.
Oh, look at you, man. This is time.
It's over with. It's over with. Put that down quick. Okay, so anyway, let's get back to where we were at here. We're not going to do that. I'm not showing you a picture of Tommy Frazier in a 15 uniform. That's not right. You don't put Tommy Frazier in a Creighton uniform, a Creightonton uniform? Really?
I didn't do it.
You said you did it.
I didn't do that.
Who did it?
Somebody. I don't know. It's floating on the internet.
The garbage says, Rule is playing chess. You guys are talking about checkers with Dylan. It's really about Dayton. That's the son.
Yeah,
that's the little brother.
That's the little brother.
Dayton.
Could be. I think they already offered him.
You playing checkers, son.
You need to be playing chess.
Oh, man. You're talking about, I didn't say that. You're talking about an eighth grader.
Yeah.
So what? You got to start now.
Are you really talking about an eighth grader who hasn't developed yet, who don't even know what position he's going to play once he gets to on somebody else's team?
His dad was an All-American center, Remington Award winner, and his brother is the number one quarterback in the nation.
Yeah, 4 years, he'd be gone. You don't think – but wait.
Every sibling ain't the same.
But they're going to be going to Georgia games.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
So for the next 4 years, maybe, little bro's going to be going to Georgia.
Yep.
For games, for hanging out, all kind of stuff. So, Garbologist, I kind of like what you said, but now I'm thinking to myself, I don't know if that necessarily makes sense.
You might get him.
Bro, let me say this one more time.
Do you have to keep Coach Riola on another 5 years for that, huh?
Maybe.
Listen, I ain't even going to say nothing. Hey, Nwili, keep working. You looking good, big fella. Mm-hmm. Big Nwili?
Yeah,
Norden Nwili.
Hey.
Met him yesterday.
The big fella, I'm going to call him today.
Yeah.
The big fella's looking like a football player now. Yeah.
Nice guy.
Yeah, he's got his bricks.
Oh, and he said that they are really putting it on him down there.
They should be.
He wants to run the ball. I know he's a run-the-ball guy.
Two-a-days.
They should be.
Yeah, good thing.
They should be.
Well, yeah.
You got a long way to go, Nebraska football team. Mm-hmm. You got a lot of tread to cover. You got a lot of ground to cover. You got to almost drive to Miami, up to New York, back to Seattle, down to what's that way down there? Is that California way down there?
See, but here's the thing, though, VJ. I understand them going hard, but in reality, though, you got to let these guys' bodies rest. I mean, like, not kill them not in 2 days every day. Like you got fall camp coming up, and you really finna go hit hard.
Nobody care about no fall camp.
I mean, VJ, we went
this
hard.
Is summer,
VJ. Okay,
the dog days of summer.
What we did in summer? We run, we eat, we lift. That's it. We don't do it two times a day.
For some of us, we worked.
Yeah, and worked.
But yeah, we lifted, and we went out at 3:00 p.m.
Yeah,
in the heat of the heat, not hot of the hottest. And we went out there and did our thing. Now, I don't know what you were doing, but after I got off the field, we went to the weight room. Twice.
I was there.
Well, in the morning, was you there for the morning too?
I just do the afternoon session.
That's what I'm saying, though.
But we
had already arrived.
What do you mean?
They are so far from the dance, it's pathetic. You think Cinderella looking for them? She ain't looking for them. She looking for them Georgia boys. We got to get in the dance. That means we got to get our bodies. So, curls for the girls. We got to get traps. We got to get lats. We got to get...
I can't see them going 2 days for 2 months.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
No, but still, though, I mean, I don't think nothing's wrong with getting after it.
No, get one day off a week. You know, that's great, but, you know, I know what you're saying.
Soft batch cookie.
Not soft.
Soft batch cookie time.
But you don't want to be overworked.
They're not overworked. You can't overwork young athlete. How? How? There's no season.
I know.
But how do you overwork them, I'm saying?
I'm just saying, they're not built like us, VJ.
You got to build them like us.
Yeah, but.
And you know how you build them like us? Work them. Let's get up at 6. Coach Rule, 117, everybody, let's go. Everybody, we listen. They are trying to prepare for the job that they want. Oh, that's fine.
Yeah.
You get to talk to them.
Yeah.
You then you probably should tell them, hey, we know we can't be out there like Coach Osborne and them say.
I ain't seen him the whole summer.
Who?
Coach Osborne. Never. Not the whole summer.
See, I don't remember seeing Coach that much in the summer. No,
never. Never.
You see him if you get there earlier.
Just the strength and conditioning guys.
Yeah, that's true.
You know.
That's true.
Well, right. He might come out there and jog a couple of laps, but he don't say anything.
So. Hey, the Notorious B.I.B. tells you, don't forget Bennett Garage Sale. The whole city of Bennett Garage is going to have one big old garage sale.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot. Man.
Are you going out there?
I might. It's a lot.
How far is Bennett from here?
Bennett, probably about 10 minutes from me.
Going that way towards you?
Yeah. Well, it's like 5 minutes.
I know, is it going towards
it's like
Eagle?
Past Walmart. Then it's like the second exit.
Highway 2?
Yeah. Past Walmart out of 84.
That's not that far.
No, it's not that far.
If I had more time, I'd go out there because I bet you can find some good jewels, Husker jewels.
Some Husker stuff out there?
Oh, you got to.
Yeah.
You know, people are getting older. People are passing away.
Yeah, my room is turning into a great thing, you know.
Get more Husker stuff?
Yeah. I'm looking for that rare item like the stiff little red. You know, if I can find me a little red, I don't want a Herbie. I want a little red.
Yeah.
1768 says, put money on Carter to Georgia. So now Georgia.
Nelson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think so?
I think that Georgia just got like the number one tight end in the nation and another tight end in that class, so I don't think that he's trending that way.
Yeah. No Georgia.
But I mean there's like every other school in the nation.
They have enough.
Have an interest.
That's my point.
Yeah.
If I'm Carter Nelson, why would I want to go to Georgia?
Yeah, because you have a tight end on the cover of every sport magazine that
Brock
you
Bowers,
see.
Yeah,
he's on the cover of a tight end.
Why would you? What I'm saying, why would you want to go to Georgia?
Why not? You win. I mean,
you're going to ride the pine.
Maybe. I'd rather ride the pine and win than play and lose.
Listen, as much as I like
it's called competition.
As much as I like Carter Nelson, that homeboy is like 6'5", 6'7", whatever he is, 205 pounds soaking wet, 15. Like, what team in Georgia he going to be playing on? The first team? Offense?
Yeah, you can grow.
Impossible.
Grow into it.
How big is Bowers?
He's what? This guy's – I think Bowers is like a fullback to me. I think he's a fullback.
How big is he? I can almost guarantee you it ain't no 6'7", 205.
No.
Let's just take a look. I don't know why we think that these kids –
6'4", 230.
Okay. How big is Carter Nelson? 6'4", 230.
6'4", 205.
Told you. So he's got 25 pounds of good poundage to put on. That might take a year.
Well, Bauer still has 2 years left.
My point. Why would you consider?
I think he'll come out this year.
Well, Bowers is going to come out. Yeah,
he'll come out.
Still though, why would you consider going to Georgia at this point?
Because
if you are a kid from Nebraska and you are a 4 or 5 star kid from Nebraska, you have got to be making the worst business decision in the history of sports if you take your butt anywhere outside of Nebraska.
Well, first of all, Georgia puts out a lot of tight ends in the league the last couple of years. So.
See, I get that part. You keep talking about the league. I'm talking about Nebraska.
Well, this is what these kids want to do. If you got a coach like Coach Rule, I want to get these guys prepared for the NFL. He did say that.
He said.
Yeah, that's okay. Part of his goal.
Don't you think Kirby Smart saying the same thing?
I'm going to say this one.
But he's actually doing it?
Yeah, but with this Coach Rule first year in, if I'm Carter Nelson, if I am – let me just go ahead.
How many guys you actually
let
think
let me put a stamp on this real quick. If I'm Isaiah McMorris, if I'm Caleb Pyfrom, if I'm Carter Nelson, I'm not considering anywhere but this alma mater because of the legacy that you can leave. Number one, you can help rebuild a program that is storied. Number two, number three, your life will change exponentially with, that was a big word, wasn't it? with the people and the friends of Nebraska. I just don't I don't know why you would ever leave with, in this climate, NIL.
Well, you know, so let's just say Nick Saban's coming to see this kid. You got Notre Dame coming to see this kid. You got Power Five schools that double our win in 1 year total. So, you know.
Yeah. Brian Munson said when I talked to him a couple weeks ago, of course, of Husker Online and On3, that if it's not Nebraska, it's probably either Notre Dame, Alabama, or Auburn at this point.
When does it say that again?
For Carter Nelson, it's turning toward Notre Dame, Alabama, or Auburn, or Nebraska.
So we're still in the hunt. Why Auburn? Yeah. Tell me why. Why would a kid leave and go to Auburn?
Must have liked something about Auburn. I don't know.
Doug, what did we got to do to get Carter Nelson?
Win.
No, I don't know about that.
Win.
It's climbing. It's Nebraska, not about just winning now.
Yes, it is.
Well, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's a part.
Yes, it is.
It's a part.
Well, okay, so if you're saying it's not about winning, we should have kept Scott Frost.
No, Scott Frost was the coach. You will never win with Scott Frost.
Okay.
So we're talking players now, though. You got to win with the right players. Scott Frost lost 57 players in four years.
You got good players in here.
57 scholarship players left the University of Nebraska in 4 years, and you wonder why we're not good? Because we have no depth. Those guys that left our university, our alma mater, if all 57, let's say 50 of them stayed, we would be in better shape today than we are now.
You say we have no depth. You got 30 DBs, 30 receivers. Five linebackers.
That's your problem.
Five linebackers.
That's your problem.
Probably eight defensive linemen.
That's your problem.
14 offensive linemen.
That's your problem. You better.
And guess what?
What?
Three quarterbacks.
That's crazy.
I dropped the mic.
You did drop it. Hey, listen, Byron, Garbologist, Andrew, Kelsey, Mississippi Mud Dog, and about 20 other people. We'll get to yours right after this break. Ticket 93.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.